Welcome to the Wildcard Weekly Rewind. I'm your host, Hannah Brown. Today is Tuesday, November 9th, and we are back, so let's get straight into the news. A new anti-hazing policy is taking effect at Otterbein. The death of Colin Wyant and Stone Foltz due to hazing led the Ohio Department of Higher Education to pass Colin's Law. Colin's Law will create stricter penalties for hazing, such as making it a second-degree misdemeanor. In other news, the Otterbein University student government is working to help support student organizations. Due to COVID restrictions, many student organizations were left with very few ways to meet and interact. Student government is helping student organizations with finding spaces and with funding. Also, after having a shortened season last year, Otterbein Wrestling is back and will have a full season for the 2021-2022 school year. Now to Chase Nelson with sports.
Hello friends, welcome back to the closing weeks of Otterbein Sports Updates. This past week, Otterbein took on some tough opponents in the OAC for the regular season play and in the postseason playoffs. First, the men's soccer team lost a close one to John Carroll 1-0 in the OAC Tournament Championship. The women's soccer team also lost a heartbreaking game against Ohio Northern 1-0 in their OAC Tournament Championship match. The women's volleyball team got swept in the OAC title match 3-0 by Ohio Northern, stunning the Cardinals and not giving them a chance to repeat for another championship. The Otterbein football team lost to Marietta 56-7 as they fall to 1-8 on the season with one game remaining. Basketball season is upon us as the men's teams travel to Cleveland to play Cleveland State but unfortunately lost 33-74. Since all of our other sports are concluding this season, we only have one home game this week. The Otterbein football team will play Wilmington for their final game of the season. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. As always, stay healthy, safe travels, and good luck to all our athletes.
Thanks, Chase. Here are some important dates to look out for. There will be a STEM art show this week starting today and going until Thursday in the Point Room 165. A night with authors Maggie Smith and Saeed Jones will be on Wednesday, October 10th at 7 p.m. in Riley Auditorium in Battelle. This event is INST approved. On Tuesday, November 16th, there will be a Counseling Center workshop online at 12 p.m. For more on these stories, or if you missed any of these important dates, check out tncmedia.org. Now for some showcase spotlights. This time we want to highlight Jammin' with Jordan, which is a show that focuses on everything pop culture and media. Tune in on Fridays from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. This is brought to you in collaboration with WBN 97.5, FM The Wildcard, and tncmedia.org. Tune in next time for your weekly rewind.